Okay, panel, some questions for you from the week's news. Roy, Pope Benedict caused a bit of a stir last week when he welcomed an excommunicated priest back into the church. Oh. This priest is a Holocaust denier. He thinks 9/11 was an inside job. He doesn't think women should be allowed to wear trousers. Mm-hmm. But the thing that really ticks us off is that this guy hates what?
Oh, I knew all that other stuff about him. He hates women who don't wear trousers. I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
Yeah, he wanted the Nazis to catch the Von Trapps before they made it over the mountains.
He hates the sound of music.
He hates the sound of music, which is one thing too far.
Yeah, yeah.
Richard Williamson is a British bishop who was excommunicated 2 decades ago because he's part of an arch-conservative movement that rejected the Vatican's modern reforms. And not only does he think that the Roman Catholic Church went all soft, but he loathes gays, thinks women should not be allowed in universities. He's an anti-Semite, Holocaust denier, and as you heard, he hates the movie The Sound of Music.
Mm. Somehow it doesn't all go together.
No, well, he says it elevates, quote, self-centered romantic love.
Oh.
And he thinks it makes the Nazis look, quote, nasty.
Ooh. Well, it's that, yeah. I never thought of that.
You know, it's one thing to offend Jews, but when you start offending fictional Jews, you have really crossed over a line.
Well, I wondered how Nazis got that reputation. That's probably what it comes
from. I know, otherwise. Word for the Sound of Music. We just were talking about the Autobahn.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all about spin, isn't it? It's all about PR and image. That was their only problem.
We also presume that Bishop Williamson, like every other right-thinking person, hates the lonely goat herd number.
Yeah. Well.
And Paul.
Yeah.
Forgive me if I'm wrong. But there are no Jews in The Sound of Music. What are you talking about?
Come on. Everybody in show business is...
Everybody except Christopher Plummer.
Exactly.
Well, there's probably a Jewish song in there if you think about it. I don't know.
Well, Edelweiss is a Jewish name, I guess.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. What more do you want?
How do you solve a problem like Maria? Oi. I don't see it.
You are 17, but for you, 16.